down this near touchline. Just to echo Gabrielle's wishes and Sue's as well in London, that we, myself and Martin, would like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas from everybody here at Mansfield Town Football Club, who we commentate for and represent with a lot of joy. It's great fun for us as O'Hare is in a spot of bother here, and that is a penalty. O'Hare is absolutely screaming at Gamble, saying, why didn't you come for that ball? O'Hare was left in no uncertain position there, that he had to get in a tackle on Pierre-Joseph Dubois, and I'll tell you what, that is the most cast-iron nailed-on penalty that I've ever seen.
Well, that's pathetic from Mansfield. I blame O'Hare primarily. He should just have cleared it. He was waiting for Gamble to come
for it. O'Hare's going to see a card here.
Yeah.
We need to hope that this isn't red.
Well, he's the last man. He's the last man, is he not?
But he's not central to goal. I think this will be yellow, to be honest. I think this will be yellow. Yes, it is.
It is yellow.
It's the fact that he wasn't central to goal and the player wasn't particularly travelling. It was almost a stand-up, hack-him-down type situation. But O'Hare's problem there, and his main criticism, was Gamble.
Yeah, and interesting that the Weymouth players are saying, why wasn't it red? Because he clearly was last man. I think you've hit the nail on the head, though, with your assessment of that.
He was stood still when the challenge was made. He wasn't central. Chance now for a goal for Weymouth, and it's tucked in. Weymouth are in front here at Field Mill, and Paddy Gamble has faced the biggest criticism so far in this game for not coming to that ball. Alan O'Hare will feel that he had no...
And it's going to be a throw-in for Mansfield. Just misses the hole in the centre of the Bishop's, top of the Bishop Street stand.
They're desperate for the ball to drop down that hole at least a couple of times this season, aren't they?
Indeed.
The keeper did well, didn't he?
He did do well there.
Anticipated the ball over the top really well indeed, and a good clearance.
Yeah, he looked pretty solid, with the exception of that corner, which was hope for Mansfield that perhaps he's not so good on crosses. O'Connell on the edge of the box for Mansfield. What can he do? Great ball out to Nathan Arnold, who miscontrolled it first time round, but Arnold will still get the cross into the middle.
Yes!
Goal! Mansfield! A header in from Adnan Ahmed. Brilliant cross in from Nathan Arnold, and Adnan Ahmed heads it home from 6 yards. Mansfield Town 1, Weymouth 1.
Well, that was a super cross, wasn't it? You were right the way you called it, Martin. There was a moment or two there where we thought Nathan Arnold had made a bit of a hash of controlling the ball, but at the second attempt he made a terrific low driven cross, and to be fair to Adnan Ahmed, it was a good header, but in reality, you know, there was such good power on that ball from Nathan Arnold, he only had to direct it, didn't he?
Well, that's a wonderful fillip for Mansfield. We've had 13 minutes in the second half, just coming up to the hour mark. Great goal from Adnan Ahmed, diving header from Nathan Arnold's cross. We've criticised some of Nathan Arnold's crossing today, but that one was spot on, and Mansfield are on level terms after 58 minutes here. 58 minutes gone at Field Mill, 1-1. Weymouth on the attack. That's going to be back for Paddy Gamble, and renewed optimism here at Field Mill.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Gamble with a free kick, forward for Mansfield. Come on, Mansfield. Lee wins another header. Jason Lee wins, and Mansfield can't get on the end of it. Lee's winning everything. What we need would be a corner or something for Lee to get on the end of. A minute plus stoppage time here at Field Mill. What we wouldn't give for a last minute goal here at Field Mill. Gavin Hurram with a long throw here into the box.
He's winding himself up.
Here it comes from Gavin Hurram into the box. Headed on. Goals!
You believe that? What a throw from Gavin Hurran. What a flick from Jason Lee. He's not missed anything since he's come on. But I tell you what price would you have got on Jonathan Delaye costing me 200 copies of Razzle?
Wow.
A copy of Razzle from 1980 onwards. I've got to give him up now.
Fantastic long throw in from Gavin Hurran. In front of us in the west stand on the far by the corner flag to the near post. Jason Lee headed it on. We said we wanted to see Jason Lee headed it on into the path of Jonathan Delaye, and Jonathan Delaye side-footed it home from 7 yards. It's Mansfield Town 2, Weymouth 1, and we have entered 4 minutes of stoppage time here at Field Mill. Paddy Gamble wasting time in his own box. Take your time, Paddy. Another 4 minutes of that. Come on, Mansfield. Paddy Gamble with a goal kick. Over the halfway line. Jason Lee with the header. the ball. Go for the corner flag, Nathan. Oh, he's wasted it. Put it out for a goal kick. Nathan Arnold had an opportunity there to waste time by the corner flag.
Yeah, we want three, don't we?
Weymouth, but we played 5 minutes of stoppage time now. So come on, ref, this isn't funny anymore. You're well over time.
Yes, come on, ref, be Santa. Jonathan,
here it is. It has to be time. Come on, referee. What are you doing? Away by Delia. Manson. Yeah!
Oh, look at the relief. Gavin Horan there puts his arms round Gary Silk. Jenin and Delia embrace, as does Alan O'Hare. The Stags, the relief all around this stadium is apparent, not only on the pitch but off the pitch as well. Mansfield Town have secured what could be a season-changing victory this afternoon. That's how we have to view it. We've gone so long without the feeling of three magnificent points and that grateful feeling of a victory. Super second half commentary from Marty Shaw. Didn't hear anything of the commentary of the second goal, but quite frankly, who cares? The cross came in, it was Delaye side-footing powerfully, I might add, on the half volley into the back of the goal, and it's a standing ovation for the Mansfield players. Martin Shaw, it's been a long time coming this one, but it's a huge relief, isn't it, for us? Three much, much valuable points.
Well, you know, Nigel, in the last 10 games, we've picked up no points whatsoever with a win, a draw, and 4 points deducted. But the joy here at Field Mill, the fans are going absolutely crackers, and that just shows you the massive relief here at Field Mill. Relief is incredible, and the players are going off. You'd think we'd just beaten Manchester United, Nigel. We've beaten Weymouth, but it doesn't feel like it. It feels like we've won a crucial game, which is what it was. A massive 3 points for